lucky.
إن الحمد لله نحمده تعالى ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Today we want to look at the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala في سورة الرعد. Verse number 17. And Ra'd means thunder. Allah the Most High, He says, أنزل من السماء ماء فسالت أودية بقدرها فاحتمل السيل زبدا رابيا. He sends down rain from the sky. He sends down water from the sky. فَسَالَتْ أَوْدِيَةٌ بِقَدْرِهَا. So the valley flows according to the valleys. They flow according to their capacity. فَحْتَمَلَ السَّيْلَ زَبَدَ الرَّابِيَا. In the stream, it carries a foam that mounts and gathers at the surface of the stream. وَمِمَّا يُوقِدُونَ عَلَيْهِ فِي النَّارِ ابْتِغَاءَ حِلْيَةٍ أَوْ مَتَاعٍ زَبَدٌ مِثْلُهُ. And that which you heat in the fire in order to make jewelry and utensils, it also has a foam. كَذَلِكَ يَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْحَقَّ وَالْبَاطِلِ. Thus does Allah give the example of the truth and the false, or falsehood. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً. As for the foam, then it separates and scatters on the shore or on the banks. فَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ. And that which benefits mankind, that which benefits the people, فَيَمْكُتُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. It remains in the land. كَذَلِكَ يَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالِ. And thus does Allah set forth parables and examples. This verse, as the people of Tafsir, they explain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an example of the truth and its firmness and its stability, and that the truth is, Allah shows an example how the truth is permanent and lasting. And it gives an example of falsehood and shows that it ever vanishes and fades away and dwindles. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent forth these examples so that we may benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave the example of the truth so that we may be people of the truth and that we will be with the truth no matter where it is and no matter who's with it. From amongst the people of the truth. And so that we will also recognize what falsehood is and that we will reject it no matter who and where it comes from. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His ayat, He says, أنزل من السماء ماء. He sent down from the sky water, meaning rain. And this water from Allah, the rain, is a ni'mah. It is something that is necessary for people to live. And from amongst the ni'mah of rain, it brings the land that is dead to life, grows forth from it all kinds of vegetation and seeds and grains and fruits and vegetables. That if it wasn't for Allah, then this rain, it would never occur. It brings the dead alive by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's permission. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in His book about the rain, وَاللَّهُ أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. Allah has sent down from the sky water. فَأَحْيَا بِهِ الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. He revives the land after it is dead. This is what Allah says about the rain, that He sends it down, and when it reaches the land, it revives the land after being totally dead, with no vegetation, no life or anything in it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayat that we're looking at in Surah Ra'd, أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. He sent down from the sky water. فَسَالَتْ أَوْدِيَةٌ بِقَدْرِهَا. So the valleys flow according to their capacity. A valley is a place where a stream flows. Every flat, low area that's between mountains, that which is down low between mountains, is a valley. When the rain comes and it falls in the valley, it causes a stream. And the small valley, it can only carry a small stream. So Allah says, and the valleys flow according to their capacity. According to their capacity. So the valley that is big and carries a lot of water, then the flow of water is going to be strong. And the current is going to be strong. So the valley, it flows according to its capacity, according to its size, according to its measure. And the rain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He sent down, or that He spoke about in this ayat, is the example of the Quran, and the example of the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent to mankind. It makes the blind see. It makes the deaf hear. And it brings the dead back to life. And it brings the dead back to life. And the valley which the rain flows into is a resemblance of the hearts of mankind. Some hearts are small and narrow and tight because of what is in it from filth and sins and disobedience and a lack of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when the guidance comes down upon this heart, the stream is only small. It can only carry a little bit, just as the small valley has a small stream according to its capacity. And also the heart that is submissive to Allah. It's not confined with disobedience and following desires and misunderstanding. It's pure. The intentions are pure. When the guidance comes to this kind of valley or this kind of heart, it doesn't find obstacles. It flows. The current is strong. It finds that which is suitable there. It builds upon what's already there. Due to the submission and the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in this ayat, أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. Allah sent down from the sky water. فَسَالَتْ أَوْدِيَةٌ بِقَدْرِهَا. So the valleys, they flow according to their capacity. We mentioned that the rain that comes down is in resemblance to the Quran and the guidance that Allah has sent down. And these valleys that the rain come down in, some valleys are wide, some are narrow, some carry a little bit of water, some carry a lot of water. It's like the hearts of mankind. Those that are narrow due to disobedience, it doesn't carry the guidance of Allah. Like other hearts that are not confined and restricted with disobedience. Well, they're subservient and they're submissive to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah says, فَاحْتَمَلَ السَّيْلْ زَبَدَ الرَّابِيَ. Then the stream carries forth a foam which mounts at the surface. And this is the nature of any stream. That when the stream flows and the current is strong, a foam appears on top of the stream. It's like a crust, the crust of the wave. The wave in the water, this is the main beneficial thing. But when the wave comes or when the current comes and is strong, waste mounts on top of the stream. And waste and foam, and there's a crust on the wave that gathers up on the top. And this is what appears when the truth comes. And when the truth reaches the hearts of individuals. The reality of what's in, and sometimes the filth that which is in the hearts, appears. And a lack of submission to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And shubuhat and shahawat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, Inna ad-deena 'inda Allahi al-Islam. Certainly the religion of Allah is Islam. Wama ikhtalafa alladheena utul kitab. And the people of the book did not differ amongst themselves, oppressing one another. إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْعِلْمُ بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ. They did not disagree amongst themselves until the knowledge came to them. Before the knowledge came, everything was fine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَمَا تَفَرَّقَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَةُ. The people of the book did not separate amongst themselves except after the bayyinah has come to them. And the Bayina that's mentioned in this surah, in Surah Al-Bayina, is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the foam and the filth that gathers from the stream is a comparison to the filth and a lack of submission that comes when the truth appears. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this ayah that we read, He gives two examples about the truth and how it is ever remaining and how falsehood is ever vanishing. That's the first example. Then Allah says, وَمِمَّا يُوقِدُونَ عَلَيْهِ فِي النَّارِ, and that which you all burn in the fires, ابْتِغَاءَ الْحِلْيَةٍ أَوْ مَتَاعٍ زَبْدٌ مِثْلُ, and that which you burn in the fire, in order to make jewelry out of it and utensils out of it, meaning like gold, in order to benefit from it, as it be put into the fire, and silver and copper and brass, things that you use to make jewelry from, or things that you use to make ornaments or utensils, these things that you put in the fire, Allah says it has a foam also. Just like the water has a foam, when the good comes, when the water that causes vegetation and produces fruits and grains, when this good water comes, it gathers at the top of it a crust and foam and waste and filth. The same thing Allah mentions in the same ayat, the things that we burn from the likes of gold and silver and copper in order to make things that we need to benefit ourselves, there's a foam that comes from this gold that is waste, which separates the gold from that which is not gold, and separates the silver from that which is not silver. The gold and silver and copper, when it's put in the fire, in order to benefit from it, Allah informs us that waste materials comes from it. And that which remains is the gold. And that which scatters and that which vanishes is the foam. That which vanishes is the crust of the wave. It gets washed up on the shore. As for that stream, that current, that strong current, is nonstop, is ever flowing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says after that, كَذَلِكَ يَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْحَقَّ وَالْبَاطِلِ, thus Allah gives the example of the truth and the falsehood. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً, as for the foam on the crust of the wave, then it's scattered up on the banks. It's separated, scattered, vanished, as the wave or as the stream keeps flowing. وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ, and that which is beneficial to the people, فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ, it remains in the land. It's permanent. It's firm. It's established. It stays there. It doesn't vanish like that. The truth remains. And the truth is what benefits. And the falsehood scatters and vanishes. It doesn't benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, قُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا, say the truth has come and falsehood has vanished. Verily, falsehood is ever vanishing. From this, it is upon us to understand that we have to be upon the truth. We can't fake it. This is the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made things. This is his deen, the deen of Allah. And we're the servants of Allah, ibadullah. This is his deen. So we have to be upon the truth. Because if we're on falsehood, it's going to vanish. It's going to vanish. How many people before us, bigger than us, had more knowledge than us, because they were on falsehood, that or they and their, when that which they were upon vanished. The truth prevails and is triumphant. No matter how much falsehood is beautified, and no matter how much it's exaggerated and glorified and polished, it's going to end. It's going to vanish. Either today or tomorrow or after tomorrow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَلْ نَقِذِفُ بِالْحَقِّ عَلَى الْبَاطِلِ فَيَدَمَغُهُ فَإِذَا هُوَ زَاهِقٌ. We throw the truth, or we cast the truth onto the falsehood, and it destroys it, and suddenly it vanishes. And this is how, when the truth appears, the falsehood goes. And maybe people may be getting away with things because nobody is correcting them. Nobody is reprimanding them or rebuking them. But when the rudd or the rebuttal of the ulama comes, the falsehood vanishes. And this is something that we should all be able to recognize. The truth is in the hearts of the truthful. If someone tries to fake or act like he's upon the truth, or act like he's upon ilm or guidance, all of that is going to fade away and vanish and dwindle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, والبلد الطيب يخرج نباته بإذن ربي. And the vegetation that comes from the good land, it comes forth easily by the permission of Allah. والذي والتي خبث لا يخرج إلا نكدا. And that which is bad brings forth the little that it brings forth with difficulty. The vegetation that comes from the good land and comes out easily by the permission of Allah. And that which comes from the bad land, the little that it brings forth, it comes out with difficulty. And this is an example that Allah sent, which is similar to the previous example, that the heart that is good, it brings forth its fruits in abundance by the permission of Allah, not by their strength. The community that's upon good, it brings forth its fruits by the permission of Allah, not by their numbers, not by who they know, not because of their money, by the permission of Allah. Their hearts are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hearts that's good, it brings forth good. And the communities that are good, they bring forth good. And the tree that is good, it brings forth good fruits. So it's upon us individually and collectively to be upon the truth and to make sure that which we are doing is in accordance with the Quran and the Sunnah. We have to purify our intentions and be upon the truth. We cannot just have a tree that doesn't bear fruits. MashaAllah. Big, beautiful tree. Has a big trunk, long branches, nice leaves, no fruit. Where are the memorizers of the Quran? Where are the reciters of the Quran? Where are the memorizers of the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam? A tree that does not bear fruit is of little benefit. So we must look at ourselves individually and collectively and to make sure that we are on the truth. Because the truth remains. The truth remains. Obedience to Allah. Submission to Allah. Submission to the Dalil. Ilm and knowledge. The issue is not money and fame. The issue is not status. The issue is not getting on the map, as they say. And unfortunately, which brings me grief to say, that many of the communities, they are about gathering money. They're about status. They're about props. And this is falsehood. Allah did not create us for that. Allah did not guide us to this da'wah, a salafiyya, for fame. Or to gather money. Am I to gather ilm? Na'am. And to worship in order that we worship him in a manner that's pleasing to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala? Na'am. It's not enough. We just have the name of a salafiyya. And we say in the light of the Quran and the Sunnah, on the understanding of the righteous predecessors. Or when we give a khutbah, we say, Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu ta'ala. The issue is more than that. كما جاء عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه في صحيح مسلم أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن الله لا ينظر إلى صوركم. Allah does not look at your shapes. ولا إلى أجسامكم. Nor does he look at your bodies. In some of the narrations it says ولا إلى ألوانكم. He doesn't look at your colors. In some of the narrations it says ولا إلى أموالكم. And he doesn't look at your money. ولكن ينظر إلى قلوبكم وأعمالكم. He looks at your hearts and your actions. This is what Allah looks at. He looks at your hearts. So Allah has sent down guidance. If in our hearts is restriction, this guidance is not going to flow. The current is not going to be strong. And all we're going to be trying to do is ride the crest of the wave. The people who are the trailblazers, the people who are flowing on the current, the ulama, the ones that are not upon the haq, they ride the crest of the wave. While the other people are on the truth, there, or that which they are upon, it remains. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. It does not reach Allah I mean, when you sacrifice an animal, when you sacrifice these animals, whether it be a camel or a cow or a sheep, the meat and the blood, it doesn't reach Allah. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا. The meat and the blood, it doesn't reach Allah. وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. But your taqwa that's in your heart, this is what reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The credit on your card is low.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't look at your bodies or your colors. He looks at your heart and your actions. So Allah says, وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ أَتَقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. But rather, what reaches Allah is your taqwa and your ikhlas and your intentions. كَذَلِكَ سَخَّرَهَا لَكُمْ. That Allah has made it possible for you to slaughter these animals. لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. So that you can glorify Allah upon what He guided you to. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And give the glad tidings to the good doers. The ones that do good deeds on pure intention. كَذَلِكَ سَخَّرَهَا لَكُمْ لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ. Allah made this possible for you, and made these ibadat possible for you, and made this deen possible for you. لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ. So you can glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the ni'mah of Islam. فَبَشِّرِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. So give the glad tidings to those that do good. That their niyyah is good. It's for Allah. And that their deen, and that their actions, and in accordance with the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. So the blood and the meat, it doesn't reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like in the taqwa, this is what reaches Allah. So we have to purify our intention. If it's not upon taqwa, and it's not upon ikhlas, it's going to vanish. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً.
You have insufficient credit for...
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions in His ayah that the meat and the blood, it doesn't reach Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what reaches Allah is taqwa. What reaches Allah is that which comes from the heart. That which is sincere. So it's upon us to be truthful. It's upon us to purify our intentions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ. Say the truth has come and the falsehood has vanished. إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زُهُوقًا. Verily, falsehood is ever vanishing. If you are upon falsehood, because fulan, well, fulan is upon it, it doesn't matter who's on it. It doesn't matter where they're from. This is the deen of Allah. Falsehood vanishes. And the haq remains. What is the haq? What is the truth? It is mentioned in the statement of Allah when it says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created the jinn or mankind except to worship me. This is the haq. This is what we are about. If we speak, then it's to please Allah. And if we gather, then it's to please Allah. And if we teach, then it's to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, the truth, that which remains, that which is permanent, is mentioned in the statement of Allah where He says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ اعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. O mankind, worship Allah, the one who created you, and those who before who, those before you, so that you may have taqwa. This is the truth. Worship Allah, the one who created you and those before you, so that you may have the taqwa for Allah, meaning that you will make a protection between you and the punishment of Allah by doing what you're commanded and staying away from that which you're prohibited. Allah, this is what Allah created us for. He didn't create us to gather money or say that I'm with Fulan, or this is our community, or this person's with us, and this person's on our board, and we're trying to get the money. It's not about that. It's about obedience to Allah. And obedience to Allah has to be based upon the ilm. Every time we increase in ilm, we increase in obedience. And ignorance, the result of it is sins and disobedience. And the ilm, the result of it is obedience to Allah and submissiveness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's not about making moves, strategic moves, how to get our foot in the door. You're a Muslim. You're already in the, your foot is in the door. You're a Muslim. You have to please Allah. That's enough. That is enough for you, Abdullah, that you please Allah. إِنْ يَعْلَمِ اللَّهِ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ خَيْرًا يُؤْتِكُمْ خَيْرًا. If Allah knows in your heart is good, He's going to give you good. So it's not about making strategic moves in order to bring in money, or making strategic moves for the purposes of status. Rather, the truth and what the issue is about is a statement of Allah where He says, قُلْ مَا يَعْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ. Say, my Lord, He doesn't care anything about you if it wasn't for your ibadah. That's the truth. Allah does not look at your money, nor your colors, nor your sizes. وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرِ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَعْمَالِكُمْ. He looks at your hearts and your actions. قُلْ مَا يَعْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي. Allah told His Prophet to say this. Say, my Lord does not care anything about you if it wasn't for your ibadah. Allah don't care nothing about you. The issue is ibadah. So if we speak, we speak to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we gather, we gather for Allah. Issue is not numbers. This is not vending space. The issue is not you can sell whatever you want, but nobody can sell food, and nobody can sell this. The food is on us, and nobody can record. How is it that you can't record? The issue is ilm. Nope, you can't record. Okay. The issue is not for Allah then. There's another agenda. So the truth is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He says, Ya Yuhannas, O mankind, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. You are the fuqara', the ones that are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu huwa al-ghaniyul hamid. And Allah is the one who is not in any need, the one worthy of praise. In yasha' yuzhibukum. If He pleases, He'll get rid of you. Wa ya'ti bi khalqin jadid. And He'll come with a new creation. Wa ma dhalika 'ala Allah bi 'aziz. And that is not difficult for Allah whatsoever. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, as a Sahih Muslim, an Abi Hurayrah radiyallahu anhu, man batta'a bihi amalu, lam yusri' bihi nasabu. Whoever his deeds have slowed him down, then his affiliations is not going to speed him up. It doesn't matter who you know. Man batta'a bihi amalu, whoever his deeds slowed him down, lam yusri' bihi nasabu. His affiliations is not going to speed him up. It's not about who you know. Obey Allah and obey His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This is what is upon us. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made obligatory upon us. Submissiveness to Him. We're weak. We're in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu akhrajukum min butuni ummahatikum. Allah has brought you out from the bellies and the stomachs of your mothers. La ta'lamuna shay'a. You knew nothing. You came out of the bellies of your mother not knowing anything. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. And He gave you hearing and eyesight and hearts for understanding. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So that you may be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah didn't give you all this in order just to get your foot on the map. So that you may be thankful to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what is upon us. To worship Allah. To have the taqwa for Allah. To be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the good on the truth is in total obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It comes from the hadith Abi Musa. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala lahum, ala adulluka ala kenzin min kunuz al-jannah. Should I point out to you a treasure from the treasures of Jannah? قَالَ لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ كَنْزٍ كُنُوزِ الْجَنَّةِ. This statement, لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ, لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ, is a treasure from the treasures of Jannah. I have no power to leave off the sins and disobedience. And I have no strength to obey Allah and to be upon obedience, except by Allah. There's no way for me to stay away from the haram, and there's no power or strength for me to enter upon obedience, except by Allah. I'm in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have to obey Him. I can't do without Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Man kan yuridu al-izzah, فَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ جَمِيعًا. Whoever wants strength, وَالْعِزَّةُ, نَعَمْ, وَالْبَوَى, وَالْسْتَارِسُ, فَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ جَمِيعًا. For the izzah, all of it belongs to Allah. You want power, you want status, you want khair, then it's with Allah. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكُ الْمُلْكِ. Say, oh Allah, the owner of all possessions. تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءَ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِنْ مَنْ تَشَاءَ. You give your mulk, you give your possessions to whoever you will, and you snatch it away from whoever you will. وَتُعِزُ مَنْ تَشَاءَ. نَعَمْ. And you honor whoever you will. And you disgrace whoever you will. فقد أخرج الإمام أحمد وأبو داود من حديث ثوبان من the ayah that we just finished. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قل اللهم مالك الملك. Oh Allah, say, oh Allah, the owner of all the possessions. تؤتي الملك من تشاء. You give your mulk and your possession to whoever you will. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived years upon years upon years in poverty. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, and he had a debt of a Jew. Allah gives his possessions to who he wills. He doesn't give money to the ones that he loves and the ones that he... No, it's not like that. Allah gives it to whom he pleases. And he snatches away from who he is. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءَ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءَ. He honors who he wants. And he disgraces who he wants. بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ. In your hand is the good. The good is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So no way for us to establish good except by obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْبَلَدُ الطَّيِّبُ يَخْرُجُ نَبَاتُهُ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِ. And the vegetation, it comes from the good land by the permission of Allah. وَالَّذِي خَبُثَ لَا يَخْرُجُ إِلَّا نَكِدًا. And that which is bad, it doesn't bring forth the little that it does except with difficulty. أخرجه الإمام أحمد وأبو داود من حديث ثوبان. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم, he says, يوشك الأمم أن تداعى عليكم كما تداعى الأكلة إلى قصعتها. And it's soon to come the time that all the nations are going to call out to one another against you all. It's soon to come that all the nations are going to summon one another and call out to one another against you all. كَمَا تَدَاءَ الْأَكَلَةُ إِلَىٰ قَصْعَتِهَا. Just as if the people who are eating food, they call to one another around a bowl or a plate of food. Everybody's going to take what he wants. This is what all the nations are going to do to Islam. قال قائل ومن قلة نحن يومئذ. A person said, Ya Rasulullah, is it that our numbers are going to be little bit that day? Our numbers going to be little that day? قال بل أنتم يومئذ كثير. He said, no, rather your numbers that day will be plenty. ولكنكم غثاء كغثاء السيل. ولكن, rather, you all will be like the foam of a stream. The numbers are going to be a lot, but it's that which is not, it's no benefit. It's the foam. It's the crust of the wave. وَلَكِنَّكُمْ وَلَكِنْ you all قُثَاءٌ كَغُثَاءِ السَّيْلِ, like the foam of a stream. وَلَيَنْزِعَنَّ اللَّهُ مِنْ صُدُورِ عَدُوِّكُمَ الْمَحَابَةَ. And Allah is going to take from the hearts of the enemies the fear that he had for you. وَلَيَقْذِفَنَّ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمَ الْوَهْمَ. And Allah is going to throw into your hearts الْوَهْمَ. فَقَالَ قَائِلٌ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَمَا الْوَهْمَ. So somebody said, oh, Messenger of Allah, what is al-wahn? قَالَ حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا, loving the dunya. وَكَرَاهَةُ الْمَوْتِ, وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ, and hating death. حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا is upon us to be honest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and look into ourselves and look into our communities, and that they have leaned heavily, unfortunately, towards dunya. All they want is to bring in the money. Okay, who's memorizing the Quran? Who's traveling overseas? Who sits after Fajr and memorizes? Where are the people that review together? Where are the people that are memorizing in Arba'in and Nawawi? Are those that are memorizing and Riyadh al-Salihin, or Bulugh al-Maram? What did the ulama make these books for? The books are memorized, and these issues are studied. Unfortunately, which brings grief to mention this, that many of the communities lean heavily to dunya. So we have to rectify this manner in a wise manner. We have to rectify this issue. There's no reason why the issues of da'wah concern themselves with that does not concern a da'i. Our ulama, they're examples for us. So we have to carefully look into the direction that our da'wah is heading. We have to be upon ilm. And if we understand the book of Allah and we seek to seek ilm in order to worship Allah in a manner that's pleasing with Him, many of the issues that we concern ourselves with, we would leave it alone. Issues of food and CDs, Parliament have nothing to do with this. Hotel rooms, he is not concerned with that. He has nothing to do with that. He has nothing to do with that. He's about ilm. And he has fruits. His fruits as his students and his books. إِذَا مَاتْ إِبْنُ آدَمْ إِنْقَطَعَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, it comes in Anas, that if a man dies, his good deeds are cut off, except by three. عِلْمٌ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, صَدَقَةٌ جَارِيَةٌ. A charity that's jariyah is constant. Like if somebody passed, if when he passed away, he makes his house in masjid. So while he's dead, he gets rewards. إِذَا مَاتَ ابْنُ آدَمُ وَمَاتَ إِنسَانُ انْقَطَعَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ. If somebody dies, his good deeds are over, except by three ways. صَدَقُةٌ جَارِيَةٌ. He owned something that when he dies, he gives it فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ to be used. أَوْ عِلْمٌ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ. On knowledge that is benefited from. أَوْ وَلَدٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْعُو لَهُ. Or he has a righteous son that makes dua for him. Let's look at these three issues and let's look to that which lasts and that which remains. If he had a house that he made into a masjid, maybe after 20 years or 30 years or 50 years or even 100 years, the house is going to go. And if he had a righteous son, maybe one day that righteous son might be misguided. And even if he stays upon guidance, he's going to pass away and die. As for knowledge that is benefited from, then Imam Bukhari's book has been around over 1,000 years. And we hope that he's being benefited with it by in his grave. And the Tafsir Ibn Kathir, even Arba'in al-Nawawi, 40 hadiths from Imam al-Nawawi. And other than that, and their students, good students of Shaykh al-Islam, Ibn Taymiyyah. From amongst the students is Ibn Kathir, Ibn Qayyim, Imam al-Zahabi. Okay, these are his students. These people have students. And these people have students. But all that credit, it goes back to Ibn Kathir. That which we have now from ilm, it had to come from somewhere. And all of it goes back to the Tabi'een, and before them, back to the Sahaba, and before them, back to the Messenger of Allah. It's the greatest thing that somebody can have, is students and books. You can't lose. Al-ilm huwa min aham al-umur. This is the most important thing that lasts, and it stays, and it remains. It's permanent. It's permanent, and it's established. This is what we wanted to benefit from the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where He says, أَنْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. He sent down rain from the sky. فَسَالَتْ أَوْدِيَةٌ بِقَدْرِهَا. So the valleys flow according to their capacity. فَاحْتَمَلَ السَّيْلِ زَبَدَ الرَّابِيَةِ. The sail carries a foam or crust on, that gathers on top of it. That's the first example. وَمِمَّا يُوْقِدُونَ فِي النَّارِ. And that which you burn in the fires, ابْتِغَاءَ حِلْيَةٍ أَوْ مَتَاعٍ, seeking to make from it jewelry and utensils, زَبَدٌ مِثْلُ. It has a foam just like the foam of the water. كَذَلِكَ يَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْحَقُّ وَالْبَاطِلِ. And like that, Allah gives the example of the truth and the falsehood. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدِ. But as for the foam, فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً. It goes away, it scatters. وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ. And that which benefits the people, فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. It remains in the land. كَذَلِكَ يَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالِ. And thus, does Allah send forth examples. سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ أَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ.